The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Tuesday.
Oh.
May the 5th be with you, 2026. Just kidding, it's Cinco de Mayo. Riba!
Nice.
La raza! What was it Eddie Guerrero said? Viva la raza!
Yep. We lie, we cheat, we steal. Look at that.
I have to take full advantage of my excellent tongue flipping abilities.
Roll it around, flip it, slap it.
Oh, you sound like Belle Biv DeVoe.
Oh.
Nailed it.
Man.
That girl is. I would have been a great Catwoman.
You sound like a horny kitty cat, I was going to say. Which is all of them.
Hello, Batman.
Hang on now.
Oh, yes.
You know, do you know much about Cinco de Mayo? I had to read.
I learn about it every year. It's one of those things where you ever meet the same person like 10 times?
Oh, yeah.
I do the same thing.
You don't remember the
name? It's good meeting you. We've met like 4 or 5 times.
That's the first thing I learned in radio.
Yeah. Cinco de Mayo, something to do with independence.
Yeah, it was a battle between the Mexican and the French of some place called Puebla.
La Puebla.
Well, it turns out.
La Puebla.
They're the only people that celebrate it. Nobody else. Mexicans don't even care about Cinco de Mayo.
They're big on Halloween is their big thing. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Day of the Dead.
They do not celebrate Halloween anywhere in Mexico except for Puebla, wherever the hell that is.
Puebla. Well.
But they celebrate it here.
Yeah, I mean, I've thought about that before, like 4th of July in any other country. It's like when Canadians talk about Boxing Day, I'm like, put them up, put them up.
But why would they celebrate our independence?
I know. From England? Well, that's like, I guess that's when you see an atheist buying Christmas presents. Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing over there?
It's like, yay, America.
Oh, happy holidays. Okay, which holidays are we talking about, atheists?
God, that's weird. Everybody celebrates Christmas.
But they'll put their twists on it. But yeah, it's got to be. But I've known some people that grew up in, you know, I'll just say non-Baptist religions where they didn't celebrate.
Non-doms.
They would celebrate, would not celebrate birthdays, Christmas. Like no holidays where gifts were exchanged. None.
Kids miss out, man.
Yeah. Big time. Oh,
well,
yeah.
Maybe they have other things.
Well, they get bullied and made fun of.
Yeah. Like,
at least we would back in the day.
Right.
They probably don't bully anymore.
I think all that racism's over. Bullying at
kids
school.
Kids are nice.
It really is, if you think about it.
Yeah.
They don't pick on each other. That's what social media is for.
Bullies are now bullying kids who bring drugs to school. Those are the bullies.
Hey, loser, why do you have a joint in your pocket?
Stoner, dope head, F word.
Wow.
You freaking cokehead preemie.
Pussy. You know.
Welcome. This is the video that's showing.
Only pussies do drugs, man.
That's the new.
You're not a real man.
This is your brain on drugs.
That's the new campaign.
Yeah. Like,
wow.
It's not like this is your brain on drugs or you know, do drugs and die. It's like, do drugs, and you're a pussy.
Wow. That's great.
Where, can we get that shirt?
I mean, I think it would be everything. That's what you got to do to a man is go after his machismo. I don't know what it would do for women. You're a lesbian if you do drugs. I don't know.
Well, sign me up, Ma. Damn.
Whatever it would. What would be the attack on a woman? Like, what do you call her?
Yeah, how do you...
How would I, like, hurt your feelings, you C-word? That's well, awful.
That's compliment.
That is terrible.
It's probably the truth.
If you do cocaine, you're also a C-word.
Oh, boy.
How do you demasculate her or whatever, defeminate?
Yeah, how do you do that?
If you call you a B-word, that just means that,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Just like everybody else.
God, that's like a good point. Like for a guy, you know, you could easily cut you down. Easy. But for the women, like what do you do?
It's like slurs for white people. It's like, I mean, it's
like if I talk bad about your genitalia, that would indicate other problems. You know, that doesn't really.
If you do cocaine, we're going to assume you wear a strap-on.
Wow. I don't need one.
Wow. Okay. Damn. Lord, that's weird, Paige.
What else am I supposed to say?
What? She just sounded like Tony Atlas.
This is real muffin.
It's that big.
What the hell's going on?
You're not allowed to ask. You just assume.
If you do fentanyl, we're going to assume you're a hermaphrodite. You have both genitals.
You have both. You can plank yourself. God, I'm afraid if you break into Paige's house, it's like a saw.
Oh, my God.
It's like the inside of a cave, but it's just dildos from the ceiling. Look at the stalagmites. No, those are my toys.
Have an out.
Well, thank you, Melissa.
Play a game.
She always supplies.
He rides in on his little bicycle.
Oh, God.
You play a game? Oddly enough, his name is Jigsaw. Why didn't he do puzzles? It makes no sense at all. It was why didn't he say, Paige,
oh God.
You want to do a puzzle?
No, not really.
You have to put the last piece of the puzzle, but it's been up somebody's ass.
Ooh.
Paige, I want to see your puzzle.
They take too long. My mom did puzzles.
Hey. We want some puzzles. Somebody say, hey, we want some puzzles.
Okay.
What do y'all own this morning? Life. That's what we're on. We're enjoying
are not,
ourselves.
Are not good for people with ADHD because we just forget. We give up.
Hey, crazy. You come in a good mood laughing a bunch. What are y'all on this morning? Speaking of drugs.
What's wrong? Have you not pulled over yet and started laughing? I'm like, sorry. When does that start?
They're rolling on 85 right now.
Guys, I had to pull over.
I can't listen to this. Too dumb.
I'm laughing so hard against me. Then when y'all started talking about sex toys, I had to pull over because I sat on my gear shifter.
I got turned
you too.
On. That was kind of cool.
I don't have it.
Paige goes and jumps on a trampoline and then tries to land on the roof butt first.
Oh, God.
Well, the only thing that I did that's remotely crazy like that is we jumped out of a window onto it. Into the pool.
Oh, she was like a bat hanging upside down in her house.
It was a pool of fake gibbers.
Welcome to Camp Cougar.
I want to play a game at Camp Cougar.
What do you want to play, Jigsaw?
You know, I watched like...
Jenga?
Three. Oh, God.
You want to play Jenga? What, Paige? Go ahead.
Oh, playing games. Like, I'll just let you win because I get tired of it.
Yeah.
I used to do that with the male members of my family.
Oh, yes.
They would always win.
Yeah.
Unless it's chess, then I'm taking you down.
Paige, there's a dildo with hot sauce on the tip. But you don't know which one it is.
Oh, my God.
You have to grab it with your ass.
By the way, I like the fact you're wearing leopard. It reminds me of my uncle.
You have a cat with a beard.
Paige.
His name is Elvis.
Don't do fentanyl, or you'll be another F word. And not the... It's not the one you're thinking either.
Wow. My eyes are watering.
We're riding around on Jigsaw's bicycle now.
Oh, that's fun.
God, such a...
Did you just look up Saul score? The score to Saul?
Yeah. Well, I was looking up when Tobin Bell asked Paige if she wanted to play a game and she didn't hear him.
Oh, yeah.
So you had to ask her twice. But I don't have that clip.
Ah.
But I did have the Saul theme song.
The Saar.
As the Yankees would say.
Saar.
Yeah, when are we going to see Saar?
I didn't.
You said Seesaw. You go to a park?
I didn't have the nerve to tell him that I couldn't watch this movie because it made me nervous.
It'll just make you throw up some of the stuff
had,
there.
I had to say, I can't.
For real.
I just cannot.
That one, I think it was.
Can't see people being tortured.
Saw 1 or Saw 2, I don't know. The one where the girl, didn't she have to get into like a pit of used hypodermic needles?
Saw 2.
So, oh, God, that's the one where it like.
Shawnee Smith, I think, was the one that was
in. Yeah, we interviewed her.
Yeah.
Because she was, wasn't she from here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She had to get the key.
Did you get the key? It's Catwoman and Seesaw's over there. I mean, Jigsaw.
Wow.
God, that was a good one, part 2. Probably the best one.
Yeah.
You watched the whole thing?
I've seen them all.
Oh, how? Who was it that I offended
how?
When I was talking about?
Anyhow.
Don't get shame. Carrie Elwes at the end of Saul.
It was Tobin Bell.
That's who it was.
Yeah, that's who it was.
I was like, boy, that acting was awful. I didn't say that, but I was like.
He's like, you actually did a good job.
Remember the ending, though? Carrie Elwes, the main guy, he just like, it was so over dramatic the way he was dying.
Oh, I remember.
And I said,
the key to that lock is in the bathtub.
Yeah. And I was like, boy, that was, he really overacted that thing. He was going for the Oscar.
Somebody probably made him do that, though.
I'm sure. The
director.
I was like, the key to that lock is in my underwear.
Yeah. Is he related to John Elway, someone wants to know?
John Elway? That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, man.
I want to play a game.
What game do you want to play? I have Parcheesi.
Parcheesi.
I like cheese now.
Madman got all the... Oh, I ain't reading that text. Oh, I will. Madman got all the, I'll say, ladies of other sexual prowess sitting on their speakers this morning.
Dave Prowess.
He was Darth Vader.
Kenny Prowess, pitcher, Shelby, North Carolina.
That was Kenny Powers. You are dyslexic.
The key to that lock is in his porta potty, but the question is it in chili or doo doo? Oh, God.
No.
You have to go in. You have no hands, and you have to grab it with your face.
Oh, we chain her to the table like they did Sloth in the movie Seven. Not Sloth from the Goonies.
What I was about to
the
say.
Sin Sloth.
Sloth was not in Seven.
All right, you guys. What's in the box, you guys?
He comes up behind Brad Pitt when he asks him, hey, what's in the box?
What's in the box? His eyes are all blinking and his ears are moving and stuff.
He made me blanker with it.
Yes, it was me all along. Catwoman. Eartha Kitt.
Eartha Kitt.
Yes, the best Catwoman. I think.
Dang
it, man. Mrs. X says I'm scaring her with the purring. Oh, really?
It's probably like extra bassy.
Oh, yes. Like the Count.
Don't get all purry and creepy.
Call me Dale Purry. I should have went Stefan. All right, I'm not going to do it anymore. It probably is annoying after a while.
Paige.
Oh, God.
Scaring means it's getting annoying. Stop.
There's a key on one of these balloons. One is actual gas, and the other one is a balloon filled with fart. Oh, my God. You have 10 seconds to decide.
Pick your poison. She would be sitting there, and she'd
well,
be like,
I would think that I would get the one that's floating higher. Because
Paige. I have taken over Camp Cooter and booby-trapped the entire joint.
Literally.
Does she think that farts are like helium over here? She says balloon go higher.
Yeah, you have to.
No,
what do you think they filled the balloons up at Dollar Tree with? Poots?
No. Oh, that would be a good... Okay. You have to elevate to the next floor, but there's no stairs.
No, I would say that the helium would float higher.
One balloon has helium and one has fart.
Yeah. It's like Mario Brothers.
Then I would get the one... That's taller.
You will either be on the next level or you would die with bad breath. Lord. You have 90 seconds.
Oh, my God.
I can't do any more. Back to...
Paige, hola. Buenos dias, muchacho.
Muchacho. Muchacha.
Mr. Noche. Good to play a game, oh.
This is a solid question. Although fireworks were created by the Chinese...
Yeah, they really were. Black cat.
Also gunpowder.
Everything else, what I'm wearing, what you're wearing.
Am I wrong to think that, and you can't even say Spanish, it's just specifically Mexicans. Do Mexicans like fireworks? Do they light them on, I can't remember. It's like every year it's a new thing
to me. When they come to South Carolina, they love them. Because well, everybody here does. Yeah. They like to blow up the city. I'm serious.
I hate them too, man. I've got a buddy that sells them. I'm like, man, I
they're
wish
so
good.
Annoying.
Stop selling fireworks pork chop, please. Thank you.
Pork chop.
Yeah, not P1 pork chop.
No,
a different one. Right. I know different pork chops.
I do too. There's a football player named Pork Chop too. Pork Chop Robinson.
Do you remember P1 Pork Chop would get so pissed?
Oh, yeah.
Because he didn't have a sticker with his P1 name, so he made like a banner with it from his printer.
Yeah, but it was the whole tailgate of his truck.
If it was still on, sometimes it would rip off.
Like, the letters were like, it was like advertising a business. It was so big. It said P1 Pork Chop on the back of his tailgate. I appreciated it. It gets the conversation going, like, what the hell does that mean? Well, you ever heard of the Rise Guys? Hell no. Let me tell you about it. Oh, man.
Paige, I wrote a secret message under one of your breasts. You have to use this broken mirror to lift it up and read it in time, or you will die.
I lifted with Heister. It was me lifting so he could write there.
God almighty.
And don't tell anyone, but I'm not OSHA approved.
I'm looking up.
You're making my hat harder than it was before because I'm wearing a harder hat.
I had to look up chemistry because I'm a nerd. The chemistry of farts and helium, the difference, and I knew that.
Yeah,
helium.
Frijoles is in there, right?
Yes.
Triple A.
Two protons, two neutrons, two electrons, and then farts are made with carbon dioxide, oxygen, nitrogen, hydrogen, and sometimes methane.
You could be speaking Spanish right now. I don't know what most of that means. I know methane. I know that.
Paige, you have 30 seconds to decide which noble gases.
You know, you keep changing game. You're confusing, girl.
Noble gas.
You have 30 minutes to memorize the periodic table.
No.
Which corresponding element goes to SP3?
I don't get my periodic anymore, Paige. I'm 89 years old.
Yeah, it might still happen.
She's dead, actually.
Oh my God.
Eartha. She aww, went to be with Yahshua.
Eartha Spitt. Look up, see if that's an adult film actress. Sure, that is not.
She died in she died on Christmas Day in 2008. I'll be dead. Whoa. Whoa.
Was she not really Catwoman?
She was really Catwoman. But this is crazy. Remember Best Damn Audio clip where it was from a Bill Cosby variety show and he had the woman on there from Noweth, South Carolina?
Yeah.
What?
She was the teacher.
What city and state was Eartha Kitt born?
Is it Charleston?
Noweth, South Carolina.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude.
She's got to be the most famous person.
I never knew she was born in South Carolina.
Wow, that's really cool.
I think I heard that, but not the town. Not the town.
Noweth, South Carolina.
By the beach?
I forget. No, it's I forget.
You thought she was better than Julie Newmar?
Lower part of the state.
As far as cat women go, Julie Newmar was Paul Newmar's daughter. She was pretty hot.
Paul Newmar?
Yeah.
The guy who makes the dressing?
Yeah, the salad guy. I'm Paul Newmar.
Thanks for everything, Wong Fu.
Have you had my salad sauce?
Boy, that's a movie I never could get into. Thanks for everything.
I might have seen it once.
I didn't get it.
I don't think I was allowed to watch it, to be honest with you.
I don't know that I was either. I think it was it was Wesley Snipes.
Yep.
And who else?
Don's brother Patrick.
Yeah, and they were all in drag? Is that what it was?
Yeah, and it was John Leguizamo, too.
Yeah, Leguizamo. Leguizamo. I believe that is a type of bean.
Which, for a guy who's had a long career, is like, oh, my people aren't getting the right roles, oh, whatever.
Leguizamo?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
He's like all, you know, taking up for his people now.
Oh.
I'm like, come on, man, you made a nice career. You've been in some good stuff.
Yeah, but that might just be like,
we're trying to get everybody jobs.
You know how when you... When you get up there, you're like, all your people are like, man, give me a job. It's like, man, I don't have a job. I'll try to find you one, though.
I ain't got you one, buddy.
That kind of thing. Her last name was Keith. Not really Kit. Eartha Keith? Eartha
Maybe
Keith.
She just kind of...
You're thinking of Kit Sweat.
She kind of shortened
me. I don't want to be wrong.
Michelle Pfeiffer, too, as Catwoman.
They all were very, very good.
You know, the movie wasn't good, but Halle Berry was a pretty good Catwoman.
Yeah. The movie itself was not good. You're right.
Yeah.
Some of those spinoffs just like, I don't understand. I don't understand as a character Daredevil.
Oh, yeah. I got to go back and watch the show, man, because the way he weaves in with Punisher is
because
Punisher is great.
Yeah.
Why was there not a Cheshire Catwoman? Some bitch with big teeth. Sits in the corner. She's too fat to fight you, but she'll smile at you real big.
Right. But then her genitals have teeth. So, like that movie.
I'm not watching this. We're the guy at the remote.
Yeah. Oh, man. He picks that movie up, looks at it with his son. God, that was weird.
The movie was Smile.
It was Smile. That's that movie where the woman's got teeth down there in her private parts. I don't believe we'll watch that one.
Put that down, son.
I don't think I can handle that.
Grab that shirt with a stupid word on the back. I'd rather wear that one.
Oh, hell. Okay. We will take a break. We'll come back. It's a big day. It's the, it sounded like New Day. Rest in peace, New Day. Yeah. How about that? Golly bum.
Thank God. Paige,
remember
break.
The guys that we interviewed that time? Those three?
Yeah, they were tall and big.
Well, one of them was big. The rest of them, I mean, they all got released from WWE.
Why? They asked him to take a pay cut.
Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods. Big E broke his neck. But he's still employed.
Yeah, he was medically retired from the ring.
Yeah.
That's what these corporations do now. They acquire and they acquire, and then they want the people that support him to cut.
Yeah.
Take a pay cut.
But then, meanwhile, they get the Ari got a $16 million bonus this year.
Smartest man in Hollywood for a long time.
Yeah, but how many people are you leaving in your destruction to do it?
What did Nick Khan get? I'd like to see that.
Exactly.
Why do you watch that stuff if it's so sad?
Hang on a second. Now you're making it sound like bitches.
Yeah. I mean, like, how many soap operas do you watch where the woman kept coming back to life?
None.
I
mean,
Marlena was possessed twice.
Twice.
My grandmother watched it. I kind of watched it with her, but not
her. And she found out her husband wasn't really her husband. That was John Black.
Yeah. Did she go back and forth between Roman and John, fat Roman and then regular Roman?
Make up her mind. Meanwhile, Carrie Ockert is trying to kill her.
You watched too much of that.
We had to.
I can't.
Stefano was trying to kill. He was trying to kill everybody.
Stefano DeMatter.
And his prick son, Tony, was no better.
I hated him. Like, he was easy to hate.
He actually looked it.
What soap opera was that? Was that
Days of Our Lives?
That's what my mom watched.
If it was Bold and Beautiful, we'd be talking about Ridge and Steffi and everybody else. Come on.
You probably watched that one with that little midget and the witch. Mm-mm. What was that called? Passions?
It's a red tube, wasn't it?
It came on after Another World. All right, Kiss My Ass. My grandma watched
General
all that.
General Hospital.
Yours.
Which one was Howie Mandel on?
I don't know.
He was on with Denzel, one of those medical shows.
Oh, man.
Was it that one?
I don't know. I know that the
you are?
General Hospital had
he was on
Uncle Jesse.
He was Blackie. Yeah.
He was Blackie.
So that wasn't the same one. Yeah. Howie Mandel and Denzel Washington were on one of those.
Saint Elsewhere.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Is that the one you thought you were born at?
No, I thought I was born on General Hospital because I was born at General Hospital. So I thought General Hospital is so popular.
We need a scalpel stab. We got to do a C-section to Miss Mary.
Like, for real.
Wow.
I went in there. I'm not even kidding you. I went in there. I want to say, it was 3 years later when my sister was born. And I was like, where's Alan Quartermain?
You're just asking her that. Tonight on General Hospital.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama. We're having another one.
Mary has a big baby who will go on to be a very famous radio DJ. Look at that.
Who would have thought it?
It all worked out. No shock one. Jock, arguably, maybe. No.
Don't you hate that? Shock jock.
I hate the term jock.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You don't like jock. I think personality.
That's dumb. Jock.
The radio man, that's not good either.
Disc jock. They were called disc jockeys before compact discs were even made. That makes no sense.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Disc jockey.
What are we?
We talk on the radio.
I like that. It's catchy.
In Britain, we would be called presenters.
What if we were a bundle
they call
of sticks?
It vacation
what would they call us?
I don't know. Bag of rocks.
Type and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Ah.
Sing it if you know it.
Bop.
God, did you sing this in Spanish class? Richie Valens?
We did a bit on the show years ago. I don't remember what it was. I had to learn this.
I thought it was, first off, is your Spanish teacher a Spanish person?
No.
Okay.
She was, I will not say her name, but really? She has had, or still has, I'm not sure, whatever RFK Jr. has with the voice.
Oh, okay. Yes. I forgot exactly what you called it. It was like a neurological thing.
Yeah. Well, at least that's what it sounded like.
It wasn't an accent.
No.
It's something that kind of gives you like a little rattle almost.
Sweet, sweet lady.
Yeah. Good song, too, Tyrese.
Mrs. Shirley. She was great. I hope she's still with us. She probably is.
Well, I went to a high school with a German. The lady that taught German was actually German.
Oh, that's cool.
I just didn't know if it was, you know, like a coach that taught Spanish or what. Oh, hola, yeah. Gentlemen.
I took Spanish not in high school, but in college, and the person was Castilian Spanish, so it was a little different.
What does that mean?
It's more tha.
That?
Yeah.
What, they don't have teeth?
No, but it's just a different.
Sound like you're trying to say fast ass.
Tha.
Fasassa. Fast assa.
With your tongue out when you talk Spanish. Tha.
Well, you might not need to worry about speaking that too much. I don't know if you want to travel across the world or not, but Europe is not an option really for us anymore as far as us Americans go. Actually, anybody, to be honest with you, because of all the taxes they're charging. Especially if you want to go to Venice.
Yeah.
A lot of people want to go to Italy, but they want to go to Venice because, you know, the canals.
Yeah, man, I would love to.
City on the water.
I want to go scuba diving in the streets. I want to see what's at the bottom of the road.
I got a buddy that goes to Amsterdam. A lot of people want to go there, too.
What's he, a pothead?
Well, I mean, he might have dabbled back in the day.
Right. But,
so these places now charge these taxes for tourists. It's just a tourist tax. Extra for daily fees to come into the city.
Yeah.
And the rules are extra stringent on the tourists as far as it, because people that live there were complaining, like, look, we're overran with tourists.
Right.
I looked it up. Venice has like 40 million tourists a year. And the people that live there are like, look, we can't, like, people forget we live here. It's loud. You know, they're partying all the time. This sucks. So the government wants to make some money off it.
Well,
they charge a little tax. That's not the worst case that happened.
Do they not? I don't know what their big export is. Probably olives. Wine.
You know what? I don't know how you would measure this, but
I don't know where they would grow the olives. Everything's wet. <don't either. laughs>
Like fashion, how do you measure that as like an export?
I don't know.
Fashion?
And that, like, no, that's the other Italian side.
Like when I was on vacation, I was like, well, you know, I was asking the cab driver, amongst other things. I was like, hey, like, what is y'all's big export here? You know, whatever. And one thing. And it was aloe. Everything else, aloe. Tourism. He's like, without you guys, we would be a third world country.
Like
that other side of the island looks like.
I can see that, but these other places, like there's a. Oh, this is weird, even saying this. So there's a famous beach in France that was a naturist.
Nude.
But yeah. Which is, look.
Naturist.
For the whole family, though. It was a vacation spot for naturists or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Which is still odd. Look, I know it's not sexual, but it's still odd. Like, the whole family's naked and you got
for
kids.
For those of us that wear clothes, it's just weird.
How boring.
You do your thing.
But you got, I'm talking about kids running around, man. Naked kids. So.
You don't wear your pants, I'll wear mine.
This place suddenly got taken over. With swingers. So now it's not a vacation spot anymore for the naturist family. There are a ton of swingers that go to this place every year.
They doing it on the beach?
Yes. Oh, look.
God.
I can't make it any bigger, but there's a whole crowd gathered around of naked people watching other naked people hook up on the beach.
Well, I mean, nudity is one thing, but like intercourse outside, that's...
Dude, this place is getting overran. They're talking about, I think it's called the Naked City, this beach in France. And it gets 40,000 visitors a day during the peak season. And everybody's naked.
Ugh.
So now you
the way I got blistered on vacation. good Lord, I'd been fit to be tied.
Now you got a mix of, you know, the naturists that are slowly phasing out. They still go a little bit with the swingers. Imagine your naked kid walking up and seeing it. Imagine you're a swinger and you see a naked kid. You're like, hang on, am I getting stung here?
I would It would bother me.
Is this a setup?
I got bit by a jellyfish. Come here.
Ew.
Take a whiz. And the guy's just laying there. I got bit by 14 jellyfish. Someone, please.
Oh, man. Oh. I got bit on the tongue by a jellyfish.
R. Kelly, stop it.
That's so bad.
That sucks, though.
It's terrible, man. Like, you want to go to one of these famous cities, but you're going to be paying out of the ass just to visit.
You know, one time, I don't know when, I looked up, like, where did vacation come from? Like, where did that even come from?
National Lampoon.
No, well, huh? It came from peons, middle class, whoever, us, copying the royals, because they would holiday to other places to get away from the people that recognized them. So kings and queens and stuff could not go just, you know, hang out. I don't know where they hung out. They didn't seem to go to the beaches back then.
No.
Like, that seems to just be post-1900 that we even went to the beach.
Well, how would they even let us take time off? That might be one of the things they try to strip away.
Well, that's true.
With your job.
Oh, what? No vacation?
Yeah, or very minimal.
I saw yesterday on Fox Business that more and more companies are adopting a four-day work week.
Look, why are we on what we are on now? Because of Henry Ford? The assembly line, that whole thing, that's where it started, right?
Well, yeah, and Carnegie also had, well, they all did. I mean, that pretty much the industrial complex.
I worked 4-10s way back in the day, and it's a nice schedule. You really don't think about those extra 2 hours. Like, that whole day off really makes it worth it.
Well, yeah. I mean, and plus, like we've pointed out, Monday and Fridays, generally speaking, for most jobs are kind of like, eh.
Yeah. But you got to have Monday because, you know, Tuesday would become the new Monday if you knocked it out.
Yeah.
You good?
Did you get a paper cut just then?
You trying to.
Paige.
He's got a paper cut. Now dip your hand in this lemon juice.
That hurts so bad. I'm sorry.
Paige, on this Cinco de Mayo, before we kick off the All Advice Show, what is up in the plex?
We got to talk about Dolly Parton and some other tour cancellations coming up.
Dolly Parton other. Oh, Dolly's canceling. I didn't know she toured still.
I didn't either.
I would love to see her in concert.
I like to see her on that beach in France or somewhere.
Right, on Swinger Beach in France. Right, good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Well, we begin with a discussion on Dolly Parton's health, and she canceled her Las Vegas residency because of health concerns.
Oh, no.
So I didn't know she had a residency going.
Me neither.
Yeah. So she canceled the residency for health reasons in addition to kidney stones. Her doctor they've assured her that everything that she has is treatable, but the meds kind of make her lightheaded, and she says that makes her feel swimmy-headed.
Oh, man.
Wait a second. Obviously, okay, stupid question. We know why it's Vegas, because of the money, the exposure. But a residency in Pigeon Forge would be huge. I mean, people would come here.
Yeah.
Like they would. Plus, you got to think, you know, her crowd probably closer to here anyway.
You know, like, I don't know why that's not more of a thing. Like, Morgan Wallen, when he's coming to town, he's playing two shows.
Yeah, and they said they expect like 60,000 plus each night.
Yeah, and then like Paige, remember years ago when we went and saw Smashing Pumpkins, they did a whole week in Asheville. Like, that was so cool.
And
man,
didn't become lesbians after.
No.
It's amazing.
James Iha is still up in the air. Yeah. We don't know.
That's a good time.
Yeah, that was that. Dang, that was one of the best nights, man.
What would they draw on Billy Corgan's head if he fell asleep in Asheville? It wouldn't be like, it'd be something artistic, I'm sure.
Probably a peace symbol.
Mountainscape.
Yeah. Probably the White Sox logo. Just kidding. Just kidding. No one likes the White Sox.
So Dolly is 80 years old.
80?
Mm-hmm.
Southsiders do, right?
I don't know.
Everybody loves Cubs.
I know when I was there, I didn't see a single person wearing anything White Sox. Everything Cubs, Bears. Well,
they sucked forever.
And Bulls and Blackhawks.
No, yeah, Hawks.
They sucked forever. That's true.
So I mean, she had another residency at Caesar's Palace in October, but she had to cancel then because of health reasons.
I mean, if I'm already there, I might watch it, but I wouldn't go to Vegas to see Dolly.
Yeah. I would.
I would love to see her Dollywood, you know.
I like going to see shows to see in Vegas.
Because she has that apartment there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So they don't tell you when she goes.
Well, when I was there, I looked for her everywhere.
I'm choking on that one.
Went down the wrong way.
I'm sorry. Are you okay?
Wrong hole, fool.
Yeah. It's that weird part of your throat where stuff's not supposed to go down.
Oh, really? Like,
it's weird. How's that happen?
But somehow finds its way down there anyway.
And it does.
Esophagus?
Yeah. But, you know, it's like that part where you feel like you're drowning when you just drink.
You got his throat bored out once.
I did not. Well, I got the back of my...
Well, he did.
Palette redone. God, we should play old tapes of me from the early days. God, I sounded like marbles.
Did you have your tonsils taken out?
Tonsils, adenoids, and reshaped my palate.
Okay. Ow.
Took off my umlaut or whatever that little thing's called.
Adenoids. It's all about Dianabol.
No, that's steroids.
Clenbuterol.
You want to avoid these noids.
Noids.
Not the noids.
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 Yeah.
Menoids, the store.
That's Menards.
They're put up. Can't see them.
Paige, that was good. That was real good.
Yeah, I'll tell you about the Pussycat Dolls later.
Dolly, for real, should stop. Like, relax, man. Take a break. You lost Carl. Carl Parton. Rest
Maybe
in peace.
That's why she's on the road. She don't want to, you know.
Yeah, I get that. Don't want to stay home.
Yeah.
Too many memories.
What was the coat of many colors an actual coat?
Yes.
And where is it now?
Her mama sewed it for her.
There was one in the Bible, too.
Oh, really?
A coat of many colors. Yeah.
So who sewed that one?
I don't know. I should know that.
Patches of fabric.
Jesus was a carpenter. He wasn't a seamstress.
He was not. He definitely wasn't. It does make you wonder what other kind of jobs are in the Bible. Like, was there a blacksmith in the Bible? How did they make weapons and munitions?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, I mean, yeah, there was people who, yeah.
Swords.
And look, you can't really ask preachers about a lot of this stuff because they don't know, like, a lot of it. Mm-mm. They know verses in Scripture and, you know. But, like, as far as, like, the simple... questions like that.
I imagine there would be because the Romans had all that stuff in metal.
See, that's the other question. Armory. What other civilizations came in and out of the Bible? Because I forget.
Well, one of the wise men was, I mean, the way it reads was from Africa. One of the three wise men.
So, just question, was he black?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of depictions you'll see that just the way it's mapped out in the, but it pretty much tells you exactly where, like, the Garden of Eden was. It was right there in the middle of the Tigris and the Euphrates River.
So that never moved, right? People try to go, like, they try to go find the
like, it's there. Like, there's, I mean, what it says in the Bible where the Garden of Eden was, literally, like, how would they have said exactly where it was if it
doesn't
wasn't
exist?
Like, they just didn't they just Is find pieces of the Ark in Turkey
a couple years ago. Yeah, Turkey.
Oh, yeah, they changed the name. Oh,
changed the name. Turkey. All right. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.